Now everybody wanna mock it like a mofo, but everybody wants to try to keep a low pro. We the people really gotta go for broke, though. And maga, 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 maga like a mofo. Everybody wanna mock it like a mofo, but everybody wants to try to keep a low pro. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the circus.
Holy moly. Holy moly. And you know what? Before we get started today, let me just tell everybody, you are turned in, tune in, turned in. You're turned in. There you go. You're turned in. Give it up. Resign, Biden. You are tuned into the Santilli Report right here on LFA TV. What is LFA TV if it's the first time that you're tuning in? This is the go-to place. I'm telling you. And all of independent media, the best lineup, the best, most politically astute, the greatest concentration of Italians. Just kidding. No, I'm not. We have a lot of Italians here. We do. Paisans. That's right. We got Paisans. Mike Crispy. He's Italian. So Pete Santilli. He's Italian. Jeremy Harolini. There you go. Right? There you go. We're all set right here on the Santilli Report that broadcasts each and every day, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5. It's a fast-paced show, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the reverse of what I normally do. I am going to introduce you to something that I love, and I think I'm going to wear them on the show. We have something new, something special, something spectacular, and you're about to see it right now. Night vision binoculars. Unbelievable. Let's introduce you to our newest sponsor, TechRite LFA. Play it again, Sam. Go. Send it.
Vision. Did you know that there is a dirty secret about military night vision goggles? That's right, military spec night vision goggles need at least some ambient light to work. TechRite night vision needs no light at all. In fact, with its built-in IR illuminator, you can see in complete pitch black darkness, something that not even military night vision goggles can do. What are some benefits night vision goggles give to our society? The most common use is in the military, and the quick answer would be that they allow soldiers to continue operations at night without giving away their position through the use of flashlights. However, night vision has many other uses. People with night blindness can use night vision devices to see better at night. Astronomers use night vision to improve their view of the stars, to see more stars in the city, to amplify the image post-hydrogen alpha filters, or to see nebula and clusters in the sky in real time. The technology in night vision allows for far more sensitive X-ray machines to be made, reducing the doses necessary for an X-ray. The TV, cathode ray tube, and night vision share a lot of common research. Night vision is more ecologically friendly and uses fewer batteries than an equivalent flashlight. Night vision allows the user to see all the way to the horizon at night, not just as far as the flashlight beam can provide illumination. A lot of fiber optic research came from night vision development. Fiberplate is another invention that came from it. Augmented reality has many roots in digital night vision experiments. MWIR thermal can spot gas leaks and is good for inspecting houses for heat leaks. MWIR thermal is cheap and allows electric circuits to be inspected or to find wear problems on tires. It can even detect animals on the road in front of a driver using thermal detection. It improves the yield for many pest control activities. It allows police to observe criminals at night. Same with rangers and other people who protect us. It allows us to look at how nocturnal animals operate at night and tells us more about our world. There is one problem. Night visions are super expensive. They can range anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000. Solution, our partners at TacRite are having a half-price sale on the night visions for a limited time. The time to pick one of these up is now.
Our viewers can get an amazing one-time discount. You can grab one today for under $200. You don't need a coupon code or anything, just visit TacRiteLFA.com.
That is absolutely right. TacRiteLFA.com. I just gave you the long formatted introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't even need a promo code. Just go to TacRiteLFA.com. And again, I got John Brennan on my computer trying to connect to our WC1, by the way. Why is that? We're doing fine, correct? Is your network side doing well there, Mr. Shawnee Bubbles? Shawnee Bubbles, the board operator, is doing fine over there, ladies and gentlemen. And we welcome him. We welcome you. Let's take a look. Guess what? We have an epic battle going on right now in New York City. That's like ground zero, all right? Rudy Giuliani being disbarred. Can you imagine that? Disbarred? How is that even possible? I've got some commentary on that. New York City taking out Rudy Giuliani. One of the saddest things I've ever heard of, ladies and gentlemen. Rudy Giuliani, we will talk about as to his prominence in the SDNY. He took down Cosa Nostra. Cosa Nostra. You know who Cosa Nostra is? Organized crime. Italian organized crime. They're saying Cosa Nostra, one of the top level perpetrators of crimes on behalf of the mafia. His name is Michael Francis. He is outraged by what they're doing to Rudy Giuliani. Can you imagine that? A man at the highest level of criminality is saying that the organized criminals in our government are the lower life form than even organized criminals that have much better ethics. He gives high regard to Rudy Giuliani for his uncompromising attitude towards bringing down organized crime. He couldn't be bought off as a prosecutor. He was our nation's top prosecutor. What have they done? They've disbarred Rudy Giuliani because he should dare question the legitimacy of the rigged election in 2020. Can you imagine that? So we'll get to that report. Now, we have news, and I'm going to read you the report that came. Actually, it was a letter that was sent to Judge Mershon. Judge Mershon, the judge overseeing the hush money trial in New York City. A letter was sent to the judge agreeing to a postponement of the July 11th sentencing date. And, you know, by the good graces of Homie the Clown, I mean, Alvin Bragg, same thing, Homie the Clown. What a freaking clown. You know what? Seriously, can you imagine Black Americans free themselves, celebrate that they were freed from slavery. They didn't free themselves. Frederick Douglass did, though. Can't have that. Can't have a man get off the plantation, of course. But Alvin Bragg jumping back onto the plantation by sucking up to George Soros and doing the bidding of the deep state, ladies and gentlemen, it's absolutely disgusting what Alvin Bragg is doing, and all these Black American communists in the jungle, all the way up to, guess what, the jungle of New York City. You got Barack Obama fighting his battle there in New York City. I believe it's ground zero for that battle between MAGA Kong and Obamazilla, Commiezilla. And that's why I've titled our episode, everybody, big round of applause and accolades to Eli, who did it absolutely perfect. It was exactly what I had envisioned when I sent it to him. MAGA Kong versus Commie-zilla. Now, two SCOTUS rulings should stop Trump's sentencing. And New York has disbarred Rudy Giuliani. But MAGA Kong, can you imagine? For those of you, I don't know, does everyone remember King Kong versus Godzilla on the top of the Empire State Building? I wonder if you could see if we can pull up that video. King Kong versus Godzilla. I'd like to be able to see that. Guess what else, ladies and gentlemen? Now, I introduced you to a new sponsor. You can go to, I can't imagine, seriously, dude, how many times am I not able to connect to WC1? Seriously, Sean. No, I can't connect to it. Stupid. I can always get there. Now I can't get there. Okay. So anyways, we'll figure something out here. I want to also tell you that our sponsor that has renewed, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear about them right now. I want to not get this out of the way. I want us all to embrace our sponsors. Our sponsors, Armra, Bioactive Whole Food. Here it is. Take it away, Armra.
Biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. Skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice. I replaced it all with this Armra colostrum. It is amazing.
You got to take it.
If you want to try it, try Armra.com.
That's TryArmra.com. TryArmra.com. Our sponsor is Armra Colostrum, Bioactive Whole Foods. You can go to TryArmra.com/LFATV. /LFATV. Great benefits there. So another great introduction. And of course, guess what? As you're in our chat room on Rumble, great way to support us. Rumble rents if you like what you're hearing. If you don't like it, just have us go broke and don't drop anything in there. That's a pretty good indication that I should be signing off and throwing to, of course, Sean Farish. He's funnier than anyone around, isn't he? Do you guys tune into Sean Farish? Biden called climate deniers stupid and dumb. Can you imagine? He did call, but you guys are jumping ahead. I'm going to cover that. I will cover that. And, oh, what is that? Ladies and gentlemen, King Kong versus, and we got no audio coming out of that. That's okay though. We'll fix that. There he is. I will talk over that. There's Obamazilla, and there's MAGA Kong. You cannot conquer MAGA Kong. Look at, you got those barnacles from having too many hot dog parties. See? It's like a Godzilla's sexually transmitted diseases are right on his spine. Look at that. Look, that is disparaging towards MAGA gorillas, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, go! Get him! Go! Look, it looks exactly like Obama. Yeah! Yes, ladies and gentlemen, MAGA Kong will not be defeated. Yeah, go ahead, pound your chest, you little freaking, go get Michael, why don't you? Huh? What is this? This is disgusting. Look at domestic violent extremists. This is how they treat us, all of us. Look at this. Huh? Yeah, go ahead, weaponize those freaking rocks, why don't you? Huh? Use them against the American people. Yeah, just because King Kong supports President Trump, but you will get some retribution. Go, MAGA Kong! Watch this. We are resilient. You can't look at, you can beat us down. We could be on our last breath. It doesn't matter. You're a little fire-breathing freaking homo. Right? We're going to call in Navy SEALs. Oh, Japan. What? Oh. That wasn't a good representation of MAGA Kong against God. Well, that's how we feel up to this point, okay? But we're going to give MAGA Kong some armor, and he'll be up and at it right away. Just boosh, right? No fake stuff. Like, all right, this morning, how many of you did not tune in to this morning's show? I have an important message. I'm going to play it again. If there's one person out there that did not tune into the show this morning, I want to hear from you right now. And Sophie Pingo, 1916, says, Pete, you're hilarious. MAGA Kong, that's us, right? And doesn't Godzilla look like Barack Obama, all lanky, skinny, with that freaking barnacles on his back from banging Larry Sinclair? Huh? Right? He's got his little Larry Sinclair tramp stamp. You guys who know who Larry Sinclair is? I did not see it earlier, says T.D. Hodges. I didn't, says Joanne, 1776, Patriots. So guess what we're going to do? You're going to hear a brief message from Colonel McGregor. Colonel McGregor. I played it this morning. I'm going to play it again for anybody that did not hear Colonel McGregor's message, because you're about to right now. I'm going to play. Here it is. Let's put Colonel McGregor on the screen and take it away, Sammy.
Americans, the media worked closely with the White House to conceal the truth that was on display last night. President Biden is not fit to discharge the immense duties of the presidency. The alarming evidence of his cognitive decline was on display for all to witness. Yet his enablers and political allies continue to exploit the president to substitute their destructive agenda for the interests of the American people. The unconscionable betrayal of the sacred trust that must exist between the federal government and American citizens is all around us. Destructive executive orders and policy directives, many of which were likely signed when President Biden was in a rapidly diminished state of mind, inflicted tremendous damage on our nation. By opening our southern border, unelected men and women in the White House allowed millions of migrants to illegally enter our country. To these must be added lethal drugs like fentanyl and the endless numbers of human traffickers surging into our communities, jeopardizing the safety and security of our families, especially our children. The executive orders related to energy policy prioritized the demands of climate change advocates over the needs of hardworking Americans. The outcome is skyrocketing energy costs and the end of our energy independence. This is not governance. This is pandering. Reckless spending and money printing has triggered record high inflation. This is not the leadership we deserve. The deliberate subversion of the presidency also extends to foreign and defense policy. President Biden's manipulators fueled a proxy war in Ukraine that risks drawing us into a catastrophic confrontation with nuclear-armed Russia. Their unqualified support for Israel's disproportionate actions in Gaza erodes our moral authority and credibility as a champion of peace and stability. These actions drained our defense resources and compromised our moral standing in the world. Sadly, President Biden's fragile mental state was laid bare for all to see in last night's debate. His responses were frequently incoherent. He appeared lost, even confused, struggling to complete basic thoughts. It was heartbreaking, a spectacle that confirmed our worst fears about his deteriorating capacity. No individual whose mental health is compromised should be allowed to continue in the most demanding job on earth. Americans, we find ourselves at a critical juncture in our nation's journey. In the private sector or in matters of estate planning, the validity of signatures made under such circumstances would be challenged and invalidated in a court of law. How can we accept crucial national decisions being made under these conditions? The American people deserve better. It is time to ask, who truly governs this country? Is it we, the people, as our founders intended? Or have we surrendered control to unelected bureaucrats, sprawling federal agencies, and affluent donors who do not have the best interests of ordinary Americans at heart? To secure the blessings of liberty for this generation and those to come, We must reclaim the rightful sovereignty of the American people over a dysfunctional and unresponsive political establishment. We cannot tolerate more aimless, self-defeating leadership and unaccountable governance. We confront existential threats at home, and the Biden administration has cultivated hatred and hostility to the United States abroad. President Biden should retire with grace and dignity and not be cruelly exploited in the twilight of his life. To say it's a national shame is an understatement. This travesty should end immediately. It is now obvious that the governing power to determine our nation's destiny lies in unelected hands. Americans must raise their voices in opposition to this administration. The power belongs to the American people. We must signal our discontent with policies we did not vote for: open borders, wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, soaring inflation, uncontrolled immigration, and demand the right to register our indignation at the ballot box. In view of the questionable legitimacy of the many executive orders issued under President Biden's signature, Americans should consider holding the presidential election early. It's time for Americans to demand a new government that is legitimate, one that is devoted to peace abroad and prosperity at home. It is a time for unity, a time to go forward and begin the next chapter of the most remarkable story ever told, the story of the United States of America. Thank you for listening. God bless you, and may God bless these United States.
Our country, our choice. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to receive a copy of the letter, okay, it is a declaration. It's a lawful notification of grievances and demand for removal of the sitting president of the United States. And if you want to receive a copy of and download it and sign it and send it to Joe Biden, Neil Gorsuch, Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, and Thomas Massie, Representative of Congress, text Republic to 844-837-9924. But for right now, what I want you to do is I want you to join me in something that's being called, you ready? We're kicking this off on this July 4th weekend. It's called Operation 3143. That's 3,143 counties powered by Republic, led by Colonel McGregor, General Flynn, and a whole host of others are going to be coming on. And it's happening right now. We're going to demand, in a lawful notification of grievances, a declaration of incapacity and a demand for removal of the sitting president of the United States right now, Joe Biden. Here it is right here, for acts of treason. And you can go to the website. It'll land you. I actually will provide you with, here it is, Chantilly's solution for to a national security crisis. And here is the notification. I read it all this morning, and you can have it witnessed, signed, and sent off in a jot form. So make sure that that you text the word Republic. Text the word Republic to 844-837-9924. Let's carry on. This is what we got going on. Nikki Haley now issuing a warning on Biden's possible replacement. Adjust my headphones here. Let's go. We're doing this. We're not messing around. Deb says, oh, they're going to come after you guys. You know what? Bring an MRAP. Okay? We're not messing around. We got General Flynn. We have, as you heard, retired military leadership, generals, okay? You know who General McInerney is, huh? We got a whole bunch of generals, a bunch of retired military. By the way, their commission does not expire. They're not only being called to duty, but they're stepping up voluntarily, okay? So you want to You want to mess with us, Joe Biden, you're going to need pilots for those F-15s. Let's put it that way. And they're not going to be on your side. Former Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley, now warning Republicans to prepare for Joe Biden's resignation as Democratic presidential nominee. Really, let me warn you there. What the heck's wrong with her lips, by the way? She looks like she was either sucking on a lemon or she spilled bleach on her lips or something like that. It's just weird to me. Nikki Haley. In an interview with Wall Street Journal, Haley said they're going to be smart about it. They're going to bring somebody younger, somebody vibrant, somebody tested. Oh, what is she hinting towards? Oh, you're going to bring all of your Democrat voters that helped you compete against President Trump? Is that what you're going to do there, Nikki Haley, while you're smoking the pole in the back office with your paramour there? Wasn't she doing that? Huh? She was running for governor. She was banging the neighbor. Can we find out about that? She's a little sexual deviant like Joe Biden. The former governor of South Carolina added, this is a time for Republicans to prepare and get ready for what's to come, because there's no way that there will be a surviving Democrat party if they allow Joe Biden to continue to be the candidate. Our enemies just saw that they have between now and January 20th to do whatever it is they want to do, added Haley. Oh, she's just such a stateswoman. Yeah, that's what I want. A woman that was caught cheating on her military husband. Yes, that's who I find to be the most credible person in the Republican Party. Nikki Haley warned Donald Trump in a recent interview to get ready for the impending change she predicted. The Democrats are about to spring on the 2024 election. Does Haley know something that she's not telling us? Unk. 1948. Look at Miss Q. She's ready to go. She's ready to go. She says that Nikki needs some knee pads. Absolutely. You know what else is going on at the White House? Get rid of that disgusting article. At the White House, ladies and gentlemen, Hunter Biden now joining in White House meetings as he stays close to the president post-debate. Can you imagine this? While Joe Biden is regularly at the, regularly at the White House every once in a while, it is unusual for the president's son to be in and around meetings that his father is having with his team. But Hunter Biden has been joining those meetings and his top aides since his father returned to the White House from Camp David on Monday evening, according to four people familiar with the matter. The president's son has also been talking to senior White House staff, people are now saying. While he's regularly at the White House residence and events, it is unusual for Hunter Biden to be in and around meetings because he drops his cocaine. And the Secret Service doesn't like that because they got to cover it up. On behalf of the CIA asset, Hunter Biden, Mr. Metabiota. What's Metabiota? Oh, what is Metabiota? Hey, Sean, the board operator. Sean. What is Metabiota? You know what that is? It is a bioweapons lab in Ukraine developing SARS-CoV-2. That's what it is. While he is regularly there at the White House, dropping cocaine. You're now saying that he's in meetings. They're concerned about his presence. Hunter Biden, of course, was found guilty last month by a jury in a federal court in Delaware on gun-related charges. But they got him running around at the White House. He remains under indictment for tax-related felonies, which he has pleaded not guilty. Shortly after the jury found him guilty, Hunter Biden returned to his home in California. Of course, they're going to let him go, gun-related charges. But President Trump, performing his duties, of course, by the way, he did cut that check to his attorney to protect the presidency. When he was president, ladies and gentlemen, did you hear me? Metabiota is the lab Hunter cooked his crack up in. Probably. Good point there. Somebody's watching me. One of the people familiar with the matter said Hunter Biden has been closely advising his father since the family gathered this past weekend at Camp David after Thursday's debate. This person said Hunter Biden has popped into a couple of meetings and phone calls the president has had with some of his advisors. Another person familiar with the matter said the reaction from some White House staff has been, what the hell is happening? Asked to comment, White House spokesperson Andrew Bates said Hunter came back with the president from their family weekend in Camp David and went to the president straight into speech prep. Referring to Biden's preparation with aides for remarks on the Supreme Court's decision on presidential immunity. Hunter Biden's presence in and around his father's meetings comes amid questions about whether Joe Biden can continue his reelection campaign. No, he can't. He's going to be removed. We, the people, are going to remove him. And to get a copy of that demand here as we approach July 4th, 2024, I want you to, of course, you're going to be the first to find out about Republic. But when you get on this text alert system, by the way, today is the 2nd. Is that correct? It's the 2nd? Guess what? Guess who is coming on? Let me just make sure. Yes, it is. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Tomorrow afternoon, and I want everybody, by the way, the people that click the thumbs up button, whoever you are, you're going to be allowed to be here tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern time, right here on the Santilli Report with Colonel McGregor. He's going to be live with me on the show tomorrow. You think I'm messing around? Are we messing around? Colonel McGregor is going to be right here on the Santilli Report. And I want you to let the whole world know that right now. Send this message out. Colonel McGregor will be joining me live at 4 p.m. tomorrow right here on LFA TV. Mash that thumbs up button. Send it up to the front page because, ladies and gentlemen, Colonel McGregor is one of those sane, stable voices that knows what's going on in Ukraine. He knows what's going on in the United States of America. He knows how to help us save our republic. And he will be here with me tomorrow at 4 p.m. You guys like that? Bring in fire tomorrow, Reigert. That's right. Are you guys ready to do this? How many of you are ready to do this? Let me ask you this, too. It's a serious question. By the way, I'm a, you know, got this problem. I'm Italian and a former United States Marine. And I love the other news, Jesus, right? How many of you are scared? A lot of people are going to be scared. Not only are they going to threaten to kill you, they already have killed over a million of you silently, quietly. And a lot of you have let them do it. Tell you the truth. A lot of you, I'll tell you what, you take my family member and I bring them to the hospital and you lock up my family member, I'm coming back with a bulldozer. You think you're going to be able to stop me from getting my family member? You take, I dare somebody. Hey, Sean, can I ask you something? All right, Sean, the board operator, I need to maybe put you on microphone just to pop off some questions here. What would happen if they took my lovely bride, Deb Santilli, and put her in a hospital and locked her up and kept me outside? What do you think I would do? You think I just, he doesn't even hesitate. He knows. There's nothing. There's not even military force, okay? Because You know, I know how to make freaking napalm. All right, I'll go get her. God is in charge. You will not take my family members. Fauci says, oh, my life is under threat. I threatened Fauci. If one of my family members die, he's not getting away with it. All right? I'm not like some of the other people. Now, nobody in my family has died, thank God. If they do, okay, I'm going to start going down the list, okay? And I'm going to go bullhorn Fauci. There you go. That's my threat to Fauci. Ladies and gentlemen, operation. Let me tell you what operation is. We prepare this eve before my conversation with Colonel McGregor that happens tomorrow, July 3rd, at 4 p.m. Eastern. Send this message out. Put it on blast. Look at what with you guys. Look at the numbers are increasing just by your energy. Put us on the front page of Rumble. Mash that thumbs up button. Hit that subscribe button. Share this thing like crazy. And I want you tomorrow to invite your friends and family members. You know why? It's the 4th of July, baby. We got fireworks coming tomorrow with Colonel McGregor right here on LFA TV. Colonel McGregor joining me tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And what I want you to do is to also get ready. You're going to receive, when you get on our text alert, if you're not over there, text Republic to 844-837-9924. You're going to receive a link to this document right here that you'll be able to download, sign, send to each of the recipients here listed. Joe Biden Jr., President of the United States, Neil Gorsuch, and Congressman Tom Massey. This is a lawful notification. How many of you are afraid? How many of you are afraid to put our elected officials that are charged with the responsibility of protecting us on notice that they're committing treason? Joe Biden must be removed. For what reason? Number one, he holds the nuclear codes. Number two, he has us on the front doorstep of war with nuclear-armed Russia. And Joe Biden has prepared for that war by involving himself in the overthrow of Ukraine in 2014. Been involved all along. And now he holds the nuclear codes. We're on the front doorstep of World War Stupid with nuclear-armed Russia. And number three, he has opened up the southern border and our nation now is under threat of a serious terror attack. Sean, did you know about this? That the FBI director has said that an imminent terror attack exists right now. The House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, the chair of the House Permanent Select Committee, has said that the United States of America, because of the tens of millions of people that have come over, an unknown number of terrorists are now within the interior of the United States, and our country is at the highest terror alert possible, the highest terror alert that didn't even exist on 9/11. Because they're a bunch of dinglings. And fourth, ladies and gentlemen, under the National Emergencies Act, Joe Biden, in an emergency that I just described, whether it be related to immigrants, terror attacks, war, whatever it may be, with one stroke of the pen, will suspend our Constitution. He has the power to do that under the National Emergency Act and the Federal Continuity Directive. Tomorrow, we'll be talking to Colonel McGregor about just that. And, of course, the state of affairs here in our country. It's going to be an epic interview. It's going to be right here on LFA TV. You guys happy about that? Look at our National Defense Resources Preparedness. Executive orders, all of these executive orders, when a national emergency is declared, all of them are activated. And Barack Obama's executive order of the 900 that he signed, let me tell you one that's really powerful. I'll give you the number. You can go look it up yourself. Obama's executive orders. Executive Order 11921 allows the Federal Emergency Preparedness Agency to develop plans to establish control over the mechanisms of production, distribution of energy resources, wages, salaries, credit, the flow of money in the U.S. financial institutions, and any undefined national emergency. It also provides that when the president declares a state of emergency, Congress cannot review the action for at least 6 months. So the incapacitated Joe Biden right now is one pen stroke away from suspending our Constitution and prohibiting Congress from having any oversight for a 6 month period. And they want to, there's dum dums out there. Oh, dum dums. Should I say that? I don't want to say dum dums, do I? That's what Joe Biden says. We may get to that clip. We are in a state of crisis, but we're going to take care of it. Somebody's in a state of crisis in the World Economic Forum. A former World Economic Forum staffer is now accusing founder Klaus Schwab of sexual harassment. Can you imagine getting diddled by that guy? Huh? You're like a little girl running around the office with a short skirt, and Klaus Schwab has got his wrinkled geriatric ball swinging at you. Can you imagine? Disgusting, man. Ladies and gentlemen, in December of 1989, a revolution began that overthrew the communist regime in Romania. I'm going to read you a letter here about how a reformed church overthrew communism in Romania. But before I do, you know what I want to do? I want to start with something much more. Yeah. Let me do that. I'm going to start with something much more positive. How many of you tuned in this morning and saw the story about Trump's Bible? Hebrides. How many of you saw that this morning? Anybody? Was it awesome? Before I begin this, I want you to know that our commander-in-chief, Donald J. Trump, is laying it all on the line for us. And I think everyone recognizes that. You guys believe that? Is he laying it all on the line? Is he blessed? Does he recognize that he is blessed? Does he recognize where all of his quote unquote luck is coming from? I hope he does. He does know about that Bible, doesn't he? Remember when he showed up out in front of the church? Here it is. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, before I talk about the Reformed Church, I want you to recognize who our leader is and why he is so blessed. If you don't know about this, you're in for a little treat right here. Go ahead.
There was a great revival in the Hebrides in the early 1900s. Began to moved up to the pleading for it into the 40s. Maybe we could say it topped out in the early 50s. Two old women, one was 84 years old and one was 82 years old. One was blind and one was humped over so badly with spinal stenosis, just arched over. But they had passion for revival. They wanted God to work. This is what happened. They couldn't even get out to the church to pray. They couldn't even get out to the church to worship. Their house became a place to meet. People came in. They got so passionate about revival coming to their isle, the Isle of Lewis. They got so passionate about it. They confronted the preacher and wanted to know if he was thoroughly right with God. And they prayed and prayed and prayed. And they'd seen the Lord, they said, with the church filled up. And God bless him, a great overflow. And the fire of God struck that tiny little obscure place off the coast of Scotland. And when it happened, there was a young teenage boy that got saved in it. His name was Donald. And the preacher became so dependent upon Donald and so close to Donald, he would ask him to lead in public prayers and help him with the meetings, and he did. Oh, how God worked. People began to hear about it, and the revival fire spread. It spread. And God blessed in a great way. Those two old women, the people, kind of people, people don't want in a church anymore. And from that same island, there was a young girl who was a cousin to Donald Smith, who immigrated to America. Her name was Marianne Smith McLeod. She came to America in 1936. She met a man named Fred. And they were married. They fell in love. They were married. God bless her the right way. And those old women were her aunts. And they came out of that fiery revival. That fiery revival. They really experienced revival. And they sent a Bible, a copy of the Word of God that had been used in a special way in that revival, to Mary Ann. She started having children. I think it was 1937, she had her first child. They named him after his father, Fred. Then she had her second child, named after herself, Mary Ann. Then she had her third child, Elizabeth. Then she had her fourth child, and she was so impacted by this teenage boy God had used in that revival of the Hebrides. She named him Donald. And she gave him that Bible, the Hebrides Revival Bible. He was born in 1946. He's now the 45th president of the United States. And that revival Bible is in the Oval Office. I'm saying to you, I don't know how, why, I don't know how it all comes together. But I believe God is putting some things together to give us just a window. If he could find some open people who know what the window's for. Can this be the time the window is open? Providentially, God has prepared the moment, and we will become the people of prayer, pleading with God. This is a plea. Will thou not revive us again? Will you be a part of that? Will you?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you remember when President Trump marched with his staff across to St. John's. St. John's Church across from the White House. That's the Bible. It was in the Oval Office, the Bible that was referred to, he held it up. Is President Trump special? We don't know. Hopefully he recognizes that he's a very, very powerful man. He thinks that maybe all of his skills are bringing him the luck. Does anybody think that President Trump will go to jail on July 11th? Everything points towards that, right? Look at this. July 2nd to Juan Marchand, New York State Supreme Court criminal term, part 59, New York, New York. Dear Judge Marchand, we are in receipt of defendant's pre-motion letter dated July 1st, seeking leave to file a motion to set aside the verdict pursuant to CPL 330.30, based upon the Supreme Court's July 1st, 2024 decision in Trump versus the United States. In that letter, defendant President Donald J. Trump requested until July 10th to submit a memorandum of law in support of such a motion. While defendant's letter states that he does not object to an adjournment of the July 11th sentencing date, his request to file moving papers on July 10th is necessarily a request to adjourn the sentencing hearing currently scheduled for July 11th, pending resolution of that motion. Although we believe defendant's arguments to be without merit, well, he hasn't seen him yet, but he just said that, we do not oppose his request for leave to file and his putative request to adjourn sentencing pending determination of his motion. We respectfully request a deadline of July 24th, 2 weeks after the defendant's requested deadline, to file and serve a response. Signed, Matthew Colangelo, the former DEA guy. Is that luck? Is that luck? Or is President Trump being blessed? Is he being blessed? I hope he recognizes that he's being blessed. I hope so. I don't believe in luck. As to hard work, luck is putting yourself at the right place at the right time, of course. Now, I'm going to share this with you, all right? How a Reformed church, this is us, okay? Operation, of course, 3143. What is Operation 3143 powered by Republic? Ladies and gentlemen, in communist Romania, December of 1989, a revolution began to overthrow the communist regime in Romania. In the 40s and 50s, under young leaders like Nicolae Ceaușescu, Romania's nightmare began multiplying like cockroaches. The communists eliminated the light of opposition any way that they could. Students, peasants, pastors, and priests over the years, millions were thrown into prison. Many died there. Meanwhile, Ceaușescu climbed through the party ranks, dreaming of the day Romania would be his by the early 70s. His dream had come true. He was president of the country and the party and the army firmly behind him, ruling from a Versailles-style palace in Bucharest. Ceaușescu brutally plundered Romania and reshaped it in his own sick image. Romania's soil has been called the most fertile in Eastern Europe, yet the Ceaușescu government starved its people, while citizens shivered in long lines to buy bread laced with sawdust. The government shipped most of Romania's food abroad. Meat, butter, sugar, oil, and flour were strictly rationed. Illegal immigrants were given EBT cards and big screen TVs and phones, while veterans were kicked to the curb, like here in the United States of America. Vegetables were scarce, citrus fruits non-existent, while their people competed for bony chickens and occasional pork knuckles. The Ceaușescu and top party officials had difficulty keeping their cholesterol levels in check. a menu from her birthday dinner for Elena Ceaușescu makes Marie Antoinette seem frugal. When he wasn't choosing what type of caviar to consume, Ceaușescu was promoting his pet program of systemization, which raised thousands of rural villages and transferred their citizens to apartment blocks in designated urban centers. Raw concrete, exposed joints, pockmarked these mid-rise flats that were a warren of dark, tiny rooms and flimsy walls smelling of sewage and old garbage. Many families had hot water only once a week. Electricity was rationed. A pastor named Laszlo Tokes, a large, handsome man with deep, compelling voice, had become pastor of the Hungarian Reformed Church in the center of Timișoara in 1987. Tokes quickly gained immense popularity, not only with the elderly in his congregation, but also with the students from the university. While the communists weren't particularly concerned about the old people, they did care about the students. Religion should have been irrelevant to this generation coming of age in the last century, the last decade of the century of Lenin. Tokes mourned for his town and his country. The secularism of the atheistic regime had bitten deep into the heart of the people. Still, he knew the church could help set those hearts on fire. His reformed faith had given Tokes eyes to see what could happen when the church understood its identity, when the people stopped thinking of their faith as just a Sunday morning ritual. Within 2 years, the membership rolls of Timișoara Hungarian Reformed Church had swelled to 5,000. Both the Securiate and ecclesiastical superiors knew they could not allow the church to continue like this. Tokes' booming voice proclaiming the word of God from the pulpit echoed in their minds like a bad dream. The methods of the military and the police were anything but subtle. They threatened members of the Tokes' church and parishioners. Soon after, the secret police must have concluded that killing Tokes would simply make him a martyr. Instead, they would render him ineffective by exiling him to a small remote village outside of Timișoara. On Sunday, December 10th, Laszlo Tokes looked out over the upturned faces of his congregation. "Dear brothers and sisters in Christ," Tokes announced, "I have been issued a summons of eviction. I will not accept it, so I will be taken from you by force next Friday. They want to do this in secret because they have no right to do it. Please come next Friday and be witnesses of what will happen. Come, but be peaceful and be witnesses." 5 days later, 1989, the secret police came to take Laszlo and Edith. They brought a moving van for the Tokes family. And ladies and gentlemen, what happened was people stood in the gap. They were so upset. And they said, "If you want our pastor, you have to get past us." They stood in a candlelight vigil, shoulder to shoulder. The police fired at unarmed protesters. The military did. Eventually, they said, "We're not doing this." They stood down. Ceaușescu lost the support of the military, lost the support of the police. And Ceaușescu was taken to the concrete wall and given his deserved execution. And the people overthrew communist Romania. We need to do that here in the United States of America. So help me God. Peacefully, let's put this regime out of business.
Your transgressions are mine as well.